Moving on to the names of Allah, Muhaiminun Musawwirun Qaharu Mudabbirun La Tudrikuhu Al-Absar. That Allah, He is the one that oversees everything. He is the Muhaimin, an overseer, somebody that watches and nothing misses Him in that sense. He is Musawwir, the one who gives formation and form to things. Qahhar, the one who cannot be subdued, the one who it is His way, full stop. Mudabbirun, the one who has designed and planned everything. Now, the name Mudabbir doesn't actually appear in the, you know, in the names of Allah in that sense. It appears in the Quran as an action. So Yudabbir, that Allah, He plans that which is, you know, from the heavens and the earth. So La Tudrikuhul Absaru, that the eyes or sight cannot really grasp Allah. And there is some debate here, that is it tuhitu bihi, or is it what, like la tudrikul absaru, that they can, that sight, vision, eyes cannot comprehend, cannot grasp, cannot take into the visual field Allah. They can't, are incapable of doing that. And then there is some debate about, is that in this world or is it in the hereafter as well? And there's some discussion on things like that. So that's where some people, Muqatil and other people, had said that was in the dunya. There is some discussion also from Ibn al-Musayyib and al-Hasan al-Basri, who said that that's not possible and the intellect can't grasp that. And then there's some other discussions as well in terms of, does that necessitate a direction and things like that, which we don't really need to get into. But it's important to know that, well, definitely here in the dunya we cannot grasp Allah visually. We can't do that. Okay. لَهُ الْكَلَامُ وَسَمِيعٌ وَبَصِيرٌ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِنْ جَلِيلٍ أَوْ حَقِيرٌ. That He has speech, that Allah, that the Book of Allah is His speech, Kalamullah, that He is all-hearing, all-seeing. Okay. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِنْ جَلِيلٍ أَوْ حَقِيرٍ. No matter how small or despicable or how insignificant you may feel something is, Allah has seen it, He has heard it, He knows about it. Okay, and it's important to know that. And I did already previously touch up on the discussion of, can we take into Allah's names that which has come from either we've taken it from our own understanding or from Ahad, Riwayat and things like that. And I did mention that Abul Hasan al-Ash'ari said that not in general, and they used the verse of the Quran, wa antaqulu ala Allahi ma la ta'lamun, and that you ascribe to Allah that which you do not know. And I mentioned that other people did disagree, and they said that that which was mentioned in the hadith we can add, although it may not be in the Quran. But when it came to just adding of our own accord or making new names in general, just based on certain understandings that we have, like Allah is generous, so now we're going to add a new word in Arabic, like the term Jawad and things like this. So generally, the ulama say no, that's impermissible, and Abu Bakr al-Baqilani did disagree with them on that. And Abu Bakr ibn Arabi, by the way, the Andalusi legend and don of a scholar, he has a book which has recently been brought into print, in fact, just this year, 2015. And that's his book on Asma'ullah al-Husna, on the glorious names of Allah. And it's an amazing book. And he does have a huge discussion on these things. Okay, so he goes into all of this at great length, really. And he also discusses the hadith where 99 names are mentioned. Is that meant to be a kind of exhaustive kind of collection of Allah's names, or were they just 99 specific names that were being mentioned? And that's something it's worth, especially for people who can understand Arabic, to obtain and inshallah go through. Also, it's worth mentioning that some of these, there's been, especially previously, a lot of discussion surrounding the speech of Allah. So where we mentioned Lahul Kalam, that he has speech. And people have said, what is this speech and what is it? And is it him? Is it other than him? Is it an attribute? Is it what? And in my, perhaps this was one of the reasons initially that this whole discussion of attributes actually emerged. It was based on this debate of the speech of Allah. And the ruler at the time who was trying to, you know, he was persecuting a lot of the ulama that would stand against that viewpoint. And the interesting thing is, why would scholars actually have, I mean, why would kings actually ever do that? They wouldn't really get involved in theological discussion. So you see, he wasn't, and it wasn't because of some religious sectarianism in that sense. I mean, it was a sectarian view, but it wasn't because of that, because he wasn't interested in other debates and discussions, or whether people were doing this or that. Or the one of the interesting reasons that some researchers have highlighted is that he wanted his rule, that they were to be as in the utmost supreme. And there were are a lot of, and there have been historically a lot of narrations and traditions about the Sultan being Dhillullahi fil Ard, that he is the ruler, is the representative of Allah, he is the shade of Allah, he is, you know, to the extent that a lot of, even in the Indian subcontinent, were referred to as Dhille Subhani, that they were the shade, the divine shade of God, and these type of riwayat were there. Now, one thing that was put against them was, well, here is the exact and actual divine speech of Allah, which is more divine than your rule and your representation. And perhaps that was one of the reasons why he set about in saying that the Quran is not, I mean, it is from Allah, but the speech of Allah was is not divine. And perhaps that stirred that debate. Allahu A'lam. One thing I would like to say is that, as many ulama had said, of later day ulama, and including ulama like Shawkani and other people, that look, we do not really need to get into this debate at all. And, you know, was the speech of Allah this? Was it that? I mean, it's enough to just say it was the speech of Allah and full stop. And that's what my understanding is, what Shawkani, what other ulama and Imam Shawkani actually arrive at. And they say that, look, I don't say this, I don't say that. I just say it's the speech of Allah and full stop. And this once again touches back to that simple sense of belief, that it's enough to just to believe, not naively or with, you see, when something is simplistic, it's negative, but when something is simple, it's actually quite profound. So as Da Vinci had said, that simplicity is the highest form of sophistication. So something, so belief being simple is what it should be, pure, unadulterated, yet profound.